around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, now indeed, nice to have all of you aboard for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. Today's April 25th live national broadcast. As we move right along, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time, and we're about to convene the National Communal Forum for week 319. The number just keeps climbing, Mary. All right, so connecting folks with our local affiliates is just one more thing that makes this program different from all others out there. They, of course, make this show possible. And it's the reason the best weekend program in America is now heard on 620 AM and FM stations across the USA. So, Mary, who are the three affiliates we've got today?
All right, let's welcome Tim Bremmel, show host and ops manager at AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO Radio. They're in Janesville, Wisconsin. That's part of the Madison DMA. And from our Little Rock affiliate, FM 102.9 KARN Radio, we have assistant program director Jay Jones and Jeff Rayford, general manager of our affiliates, AM 970 and FM 105. 5.3 WVOP Radio, as well as AM 800 and FM 95.3 WJAT Radio. They're in Vidalia and Swainsboro, Georgia, and fall into the Savannah and Augusta DMAs.
We've got a lot of coverage going on. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Appreciate you being here with us today.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Appreciate that. Tim, I'm going to start with you, since you host the mid-morning show there during the week in southern Wisconsin. I'm going to just go this direction with you. I'd enjoy you sharing with us something that has the attention of your community and you think that this national audience should also know about.
Wow. You know, what's got the attention of our local community is a lot of really more hyper-local tourism things that are about to come online this summer and fall. We've got a big casino opening up, Indian casino opening up in Beloit, just to our south. And there are a lot of other things that are kind of brewing along that are going to continue to, I think, really make South Central Wisconsin a tourism hub, especially in a summer like this where airfares are going up and people might be looking to stay a little closer to home. And even though gas is up too, it's going to be cheaper to drive than fly sometimes. And within 2 hours, you can probably be to just about anything you could possibly imagine as far as summer outdoor festivals and lakes and cabins and hiking and biking and all those things that people want to do during the summer.
Yeah, so good points.
A lot going on
we
casino.
Are coming into, I did not know that. Yeah. We are certainly coming into festival season, which brings me to Jeff. Jeff, I know we've connected several times over the years, either before or after the Vidalia, Georgia's claim to fame, the famous Onion Festival. I'm told you're actually there today. Fantastic. Are you a judge? What's going on and how's the scene at the festival?
Well, it's the 49th annual Vidalia Onion Festival, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. We're actually doing a live broadcast now from their recipe contest venue, and it's going great. We've had great weather all week, and they got the U.S. Navy Blue Angels here flying this weekend. Had a concert last night with Ashley McBride, so there's a whole 4 days worth of it. And if you want to, mark your calendars for next year because it'll be the 50th anniversary and they're really going to have a blowout here.
Yeah,
we're going to have you back again. Thanks for stepping away considering your
broadcasting
live.
We were just talking last hour with Chris
sure.
O'Brien about the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
All right, so Rudy, now on to Little Rock we go with Jay at KARN Radio. It's strawberry season in Arkansas. What pressing question do you have for Jay today?
Yeah, well, how do I get in the strawberry festival to begin with and what can I do? I love strawberries, Jay. Let's start with that.
Well, just come on down. There's pretty much strawberry vending stands on every corner in the central Arkansas area. Beautiful strawberries. You know, Arkansas is known as the Diamond State. And one of the crown jewels of Arkansas is the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort down in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's been a racing track since 1904 with over 120 years of history. Major stop on the way to the Kentucky Derby. Horses like American Pharoah, the 2015 Triple Crown winner, Secretariat, have all launched big wins here. Their racing season goes December through May. We've got about a week left on their racing season. But things like the Arkansas Derby, the Racing Festival of the South, the Rebel Stakes, they have over $18 million in purses across 62 stakes races.
Well, now, when you're there, the main thing
you're going to want to try to eat while you're at Oakland, though, is their world-famous corned beef sandwich.
Okay. All right. Well,
I love that. There's a lot of food going on there.
That's what I want to know about.
Yeah, so Rudy just wants to know really, what, the Strawberry Festival.
Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, when's that happening?
I do not know. I have no information on that. I wasn't told I needed to prepare for that.
No, listen, that's
so
okay.
Sorry.
But here's a question. I'm going to take you in a different direction, both of you, okay? All three of you, actually, on this. So I'll get your opinion on this. We'll have a little chat on it. So President Trump right now has both Secretary Howard Lutnick and Secretary Sean Duffy working on a possible federal investment plan or invoking the Wartime Act, the Defense Production Act, to save Spirit Airlines from shutting down. We're told the president understands some travelers like flying on that airline. It's not an airline that Mary and I particularly are high on, but there's 14,000 employees or so that would be impacted if they go away. Do you want to see Spirit Airlines saved? Do we want the government in that business? I mean, I know they don't fly to Little Rock, Madison, or even Milwaukee. I think Frontier serves that. They do, though, however, there, Jeff, go to Atlanta and Savannah. So, Tim, start with you. Thoughts on Spirit being saved by the federal government?
Well, first of all, just let me tell Rudy that we have the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival June 27th and 28th just to our northwest, northeastern
Medicine.
Well,
that's closer, too, for him. I like that, too. That's closer. Okay, that's good.
As far as Spirit and the airline, I feel the same as I felt about the car bailout to a degree. This is not a place that the government, in my opinion, needs to get involved with. And I also think that we have lost a little bit of the romance of travel over the years in trying to dumb it down and save the money. And if you have to go every 2 years, go somewhere and can go some way that you will enjoy the amenities that are on the airlines and not have to worry about, whether your bag is 49 pounds or whether you took this carry on or whatever, you're going to have a whole lot more relaxing and enjoyable thing. So
Jeff,
I think if Spirit's business model doesn't work, then that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Jeff, what say you?
I agree.
I think it's important for them to be there as for competition and things like that, but I do not like the idea of the government getting involved in that. But if there's another way to help them, I'm all in for that.
And Jay, any thoughts?
Free market needs to work its magic and let itself sort itself out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is a mess that the Biden administration, because they killed the Spirit or JetBlue acquiring it. Now both airlines have their hands, they're both struggling. And if we do go ahead and help Spirit, you know what's going to happen? JetBlue is going to have their hand out, and they're going to be wanting some money as well. So, listen, we'll continue to follow it for sure. We appreciate you all joining us today for the National Communal Forum. I love being part of your stations and being able to interact with your communities. We hope you have a great weekend. And I'm going to say, Jay, enjoy the strawberries out there, okay?
We will do so. And thanks for being on in Central Arkansas.
All right. Take care of all of you. Thanks very
much.
Take care of everyone. So there we go. Listen, I mean, the Spirit Airlines thing will continue. And again, we go back to Obama with GM and Chrysler.
Well, that's what he was referring to.
Exactly. Yeah. With Biden and JetBlue. So we'll see what comes out of it. But,
not a good
all right,
precedent.
Folks. Joe Biden, believe this. We won't even go there right now. All right, in 3 minutes, after this quick sponsors break, Mary and I will bring you the latest personal connection. Think blink, folks.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Region 7 Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com, just look under sponsors, and go experience the world. Hey, everyone, Robert Mary here saying wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200-plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at Hilton. HoustonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's GoColette.com/United States. Or find that link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from the NCF to now the PC. And no, folks, that is not politically correct. We don't subscribe to that stuff around here. For us, it means personal connection, and that's what's on tap for these next 10 minutes. And we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie.
How big is your tax refund this year? Well, it's the perfect time of year to invest that refund. Enjoy it night after night and year round. And you can do that with the spring savings sale. It's happening with our friends at Helix right now. You're going to save 20% site wide.
You know, with all the spring allergens that are out there, God knows that's going on for Mary and me this week. We all need our sleep more than ever. And a new Helix, well, it's going to give you just that. We all deal with sleep issues, be it night sweats, back pains, motion issues, and other things that go on for us. It's why we're so high on HelixSleep.com/Carrie. They're the most awarded mattress brand out there. And they make buying a mattress easy by delivering top quality, luxury that's affordable. It's worth every penny. Save 20%, as Mary said, at HelixSleep.com/Carrie or connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, there's a 2024 National Geographic documentary that caught our attention. It tells the story of a Canadian family's travels with their four children. It's called Blink, Don't Lose Sight of What Matters. Let's find out what that means for today's personal connection and welcome husband and wife, Edith LeMay and Sebastian Pelletier to the show.
Hello, Sebastian. Hello, Edith. Nice having you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Hi. Hello. We're glad to be there.
Thank you very much. Glad to have you aboard with us this morning. Edith, I'm going to begin with you. I know you and Sebastian, you're the parents of four children. You embarked on a year and a half journey around the world. I want you to share with our listeners tuned in around the country, I mean, what prompted this family trip? Because in some ways, there was a sense of urgency around it, wasn't there?
Yes, because three of our kids have been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which means they're slowly going blind. So, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we decided that what we could do is to show them the beauty of the world.
And you chose to do this with a journey rather than showing them pictures in magazines and books, right?
Exactly.
Sebastian, this trip was indeed a journey. Really, it was rather epic. And, you know, you took your family to some exotic destinations that many families never even get to. Did you take cues from your children and ask them and involve them what they wanted to see and experience as you were planning?
Yes, definitely. With young children, it's always a challenge to ask about which countries you want to go see. So the way we went about it is really say, what experiences do you want to live? And we did a bucket list of different adventures, and we pretty much built our itinerary around, you know, what we wanted to accomplish for the children.
Did they all agree, or you had to go through the family group decision-making process?
Well, there were so many items on it, we weren't able to do all of them, but there's really, like, simple things like eating ice cream, but there was crazy things like Laurent, who said, I want to drink juice on a camel, so.
There's one.
Did you do that? Did you do that?
We actually did it. Yes, we did it in Mongolia. It was incredible. And, all the other kids were all excited about getting the juice, and they were asking, you know, will we get it? You know, are you sure you have it with you and everything? And when Laurent realized it, it was the whole family was happy about it, and not just Laurent.
Yeah, this is a very powerful story. You know, you two really, very amazing story. So Edith and Sebastian, you are in our personal connection segment today, where I think your story fits perfectly. It's all about travel as transformative, challenges that can arise, the resilience that it can give you. I am really curious. I'll start with you, Edith. What surprised you most on this journey about your children, not necessarily as travelers, but really as people?
How easy it is for them to connect with other people. It was amazing to see them in any country just going out with their soccer ball, and within 10 seconds they were able to play with a bunch of kids, even if they didn't speak the same language, very different culture. That was really amazing to see, and it was a great lesson for us.
And Sebastian, same question.
As adults, we're always looking forward to the future and planning and things like that. And the kids really bring you back down to earth and saying, you know what, it's today, let's enjoy the moment. And that's one thing that we had to actually stop and realize is that, you know, we're in this and let's live the present moment. Kids are really good at it. And that really brought us back and we were able to do most of it looking at that way.
And how many countries?
We did 15 countries.
15 countries. Okay, wow. Well,
you know, I'm sitting here, Mary, where we get the benefit of seeing each other here in the studio while you're on the show hotline with us. But, you know, as I listen to this conversation, I love that you worked as a team and as a family unit, because that's the way it should be. I mean, Mary and I, you know, we have two sons. I mean, we've always worked as a family unit. It's an important dynamic in our relationship, not only with them, but just as our family. It's inspiring for others to hear, certainly, as it turned a life-changing diagnosis that you've talked about that you can't change into something so real and purposeful, I guess is the best way I can put it. Any special highlights that, you know, you'd like to share with us and with the listeners that are out there? Sebastian, we'll go with you first.
Well, the highlight is yes, you know, we work as a team, and that's how we were able to get through it together and bond as a family. And I think, you know, the biggest highlights we had is, yes, we left on a trip to show the beauties of the world, but we came back with human experiences, meeting people, in different countries. That was really the true richness of our trip, and that's what we're bringing back as much as our family bond. So it's really something that, you know, you can't plan, and once you do it, you remember it forever.
Edith, what do you say?
What I think it's interesting is when you ask the kids, everybody has different highlights from the trip. If you ask me, Nepal was my biggest highlight. If you ask me, it was seeing all the animals in Tanzania. And Leo really loves hot air balloon in Cappadocia, so in Turkey. So each member of the family, some of them, like, we love together, but each of them have different highlights. And sometimes it's changed over time. If you ask them one day, they remember this moment very well. And another day, they're going to give you a total different answer.
You know,
so many.
Last hour on the show, we just gave the results of our latest travel polls. And I'm curious, who in your family was the one who had this idea? Sebastian, was it you? Edith, was it you? Did you come to it together? Where did the idea for this trip come from?
We've always traveled before. Even when we first had kids, with Mia and Leo, we traveled. So for us, when Edith came back at home and said, you know, what the specialist told us is we could fill our visual memory and showing pictures, in books of giraffes and animals. And, you know, we looked at each other and said, well, we're not just going to show them in books. We're just definitely going to see them, you know, see them in real life. And that was really the start of it. It's let's do a safari, and you know, everything else went from there.
Decision.
But that was the original idea.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, you know, you could have, you've given your children such a collection of tangible memories, certainly that will maintain in their sense of visual, even though, you know, I'm sorry to hear they are losing their sight, but it's such a gift that you've given them and yourselves as a family. You could have gone in such a different direction, Sebastian. Like you just said, you could have just listened to the doctors and just done this through magazines. Edith, any thoughts on that? It must have been a little... Was it a little intimidating to even think about embarking on something like this?
No, I think it was just, for us, it was an evidence. It was nothing else. We need to figure out the money, the time, the job, and everything. Mm-hmm. But all those problems were so little because it was so important to do it. So for us, there was no question. We have to do it, and we're going to figure out how to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. So in a few words, we've got less than a minute with you right now, but, you know, what do you hope that people get or take away from your family story that they're hearing today? Edith?
Well, just look at the solution. You know, when you have big problems in your life, if you focus on the problem, it makes you miserable. Focus on what's good in your life, and find a solution. Focus on what's good and make the best out of it.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian, we'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think one word that we need to take away is resilience. Kids are so resilient. They're going to surprise you at every turn. That's really incredible. You know, they were resilient during the trip. They're resilient in their life. I'm impressed, you know, at the kids, and you have to give them credit. You know, they live one day at a time, and and they're incredible human beings.
Yeah, we could all learn from that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Kim. Well, folks, listen, as you're listening to this, I want to let you know the Nat Geo film Blink can be found on multiple streaming services. It's an inspiring film and story, folks, so go check it out. Nice connecting with you both today, Sebastian and Edith. Our best to you and your family. God bless all of you, and thanks for being part of our national broadcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Our best to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there you go, folks. Listen, touching story.
What a powerful story.
I love Look to the Solutions.
Yes.
Love it right now.
Yeah.
All right, and again, that Nat Geo film, folks, Blink. So check it out and let us know if you do that, okay? As we prepare to hand off right now to Bobby for this bottom of the hour break, the Museum Gallery is still ahead this hour, but next, it's Rudy and the Right Stuff.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. And Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CARRY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, with the warmer weather here, we're all wearing less and lighter clothing. We've got a simple and easy way to help you look and feel your best. These days, it seems everybody is talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But they work in a way that's not healthy for your body. So if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections without those intense side effects, we've got a solution for you. It's called Lean, L-E-A-N. Created by doctors, this weight loss supplement, can be bought today by TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. If that sounds like your goal, let us help you get started at TakeLean.com. Use the code CARRY to save 20%. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com. Plus, you'll get free rush shipping. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Okay, even if you have never been to Disney World in Orlando, you've probably heard of Epcot. That's Disney's futuristic neighborhood at Disney World that's both educational and entertaining. It is an enormous piece of real estate. which is why for today's Right Stuff segment, I'm featuring a new guidebook titled I Love Epcot, an unofficial fan guide. It's written by a former Disney employee and huge Disney fan, Danielle Kelly, who conveniently enough also lives in Orlando. And we reach her today in the parking lot of Epcot. What are you doing in the parking lot of Epcot, Danielle?
Well, I am also a full-time Disney content creator, so I just finished batching up a couple of videos because I'm going to be traveling to our friends over in California and visiting Disneyland here really soon. So I'm getting some content around for that, and I'm hopping over to Epcot here very soon, yeah.
All right, so you've been working there over 9 years, right?
Yeah, just under 10 years, and I worked in multiple lines of business across this big old Disney world.
Okay, so you know a lot, and your book certainly indicates that. First of all, is it difficult to go to Epcot? Do you have to book months ahead? I mean, do you have to spend a whole lot of money? Are there lines? What's it like?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer, but I would say you really need to decide as a family, do your research ahead of time, grab the book ahead of time, or also decide what is the goal for your family when you go to Epcot? Is it meeting princesses? Is it eating around the world? Do you want to go on thrilling attractions? Because Epcot is so big, like you were saying, it's such a big real estate of a park, you can't hit everything. So what are your expectations as a family and what do you want to get to? I think is the main thing to focus on.
Well, the first thing you have to know is what is on offer there. And that's why I Love Epcot. The title of your book is so helpful. It is, I mean, I didn't even know where to begin with you. So as I said to you before we started this interview, let's talk about three or four things that are your favorite things that an insider might know that the rest of us might not know that will help us enjoy that park.
Oh, goodness. Well, I will say one of the things I look to focus on is the number one attraction currently in Epcot is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the newest roller coaster that has the reverse launch. It is such a cool coaster if you are a coaster fan.
What's a reverse launch?
The reverse launch, it means that you actually go into the roller coaster and you launch backwards. And the car actually rotates and controls the spin and focuses you onto certain attractions. And there's a different song for every single launch. I think there's six different songs you can get.
Now, are you inside some huge sphere or something with all kinds of video around you?
It is a giant show building. And Disney actually paints it this interesting shade of blue so you don't even look at it. It's kind of like they have two different shades. They have a green and then they have a blue color that they use throughout the parks. That's called like go away green. And so it's just there, but your mind doesn't pay attention to it.
Weird. Okay. And what is that called? What's it called?
That attraction is called Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. That one, if you do, you can wait in line for it or you can purchase a lightning lane for it. But what I like to do is go into the queue and listen to all these fun facts. And there's a lot of hints and homages to some defunct Disney attractions, so some things from Epcot's early days from the 80s and that aren't there anymore, but they make jokes and references to it in the queue.
All right, another good idea.
Oh, second one. Well, everybody likes to go eating and drinking around World Showcase, and everybody will tell you, hey, start over in Canada. I'm going to argue, or no, they say go start over in Mexico. I'm going to argue, go over and start in Canada, because all of the pavilions are designed to go Canada first. So go to the right, and then that way also by the time you get to the center of World Showcase, the sun is on your back, and you're not steering right into it as it's setting for the day.
Are there hotel facilities in Epcot?
Not in Epcot, but there are some immediately behind Epcot through the International Gateway between the UK Pavilion and the France Pavilion, and that connects you to Crescent Lake, and that has Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club Resort, and then also Swan and Dolphin Resort over there, too, and transportation to Hollywood Studios.
Do you book these through Disney? No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So
okay.
Most of them are through Disney. Swan and Dolphin is going to be a partner resort, I believe, through Marriott.
All right, we have time for one more good idea.
Oh,
it's got to be short, like 1 minute.
1 minute. I would say you got to go see Walt. There's a new statue of Walt Disney right behind Spaceship Earth, the really big Epcot ball, and it's him hanging out right there looking out to World Showcase. It's a great spot to see him at the end of the night.
It's a great spot to, I'm sorry, I dropped you there. What did you say?
To see him, because at the very end of the night when you're watching the fireworks, that's actually a really good spot to watch it, and you can be right there next to Walt Disney as he's watching too.
Nightly fireworks?
Nightly fireworks. Luminous, the Symphony of Us, plays nightly over at Epcot. It is a very cool fireworks spectacular.
All right. This is the definitive guidebook to Epcot. And because it's such a large attraction, I would recommend you check it out. Danielle Kelly is the author. It's called I Love Epcot. simple enough, an unofficial fan guy. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great one.
We'll be right back after this break.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. I want to address all the men in our audience. It might be time to change deodorants. We've got a slogan: don't mask it, mando it. Whether you're working out, planning a romantic dinner, looking to get ahead at work, or standing at the altar as the best man, most of what we all use as deodorants just covers up nasty odors. But Mando uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask. It's proven to block odor all day, controlling it up for up to 72 hours. Mando delivers strong performance. It's skin safe and made with completely clean ingredients. And as a fan of the show, you'll receive 20% off site-wide at shopmando.com. That's M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com. When you buy it direct online, and use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at checkout. Remember to use the code CARRY. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, once again, management has been foolish enough to give me a few minutes to do a Rudy riff. And if you're a regular listener, you may have noticed I sometimes use this segment to point out the problems of travel, the complications of finding best fares, the news of long lines at customs or immigrations at the world's airports, and so on. But I'm in a very good mood today, Spring has finally arrived here where I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I can actually go outside without stepping into a river of icy slush. So today, let's celebrate some good travel news. First on my list, Universal Orlando Resort is building a new outdoor roller coaster called Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift. It's going to rise 17 stories, including a 170-foot vertical drop. While it won't open until next year, a similar ride is expected to open sooner at Universal Studios Hollywood. Now, I am petrified of roller coasters, but I know there's an army of folks who can't wait for bigger and scarier roller coasters. Well, your dreams are about to come true. Second item. You know airlines are always looking for ways to get you to pay a bit more. Offering a slightly better seat is one of the ways they do it. That's how the normal coach section grew to include Economy Comfort on Delta, Economy Plus on United. Think 4 extra inches of leg room and maybe a better snack basket. Well, now Delta's introducing a third category of coach class. But to me, the big news is United's plan to offer cheaper lie-flat seats on their long-haul flights. These are seats normally only available to passengers paying a whole lot to fly business class. United calls this long-haul business class Polaris. The new fare category is called Base Polaris, and it'll be cheaper than full fare business class because you don't get to choose which seat you'll sit in until you check in. Your ticket will be non-refundable and non-changeable, and you're only allowed to bring one check bag for free. You'll get access to a regular United Club, but you won't eat with the elite at a United Polaris Club that includes sit-down service in a dining room with pretty good food. Now, I like this deal, but be careful. Only consider Base Polaris if you're sure you won't need to change or refund your ticket. Because unlike full-fare biz class, you can't cancel for a full refund before your flight. Then there are new things to see. In Chicago, the Hand in the Eye. That's the name of a mansion filled with magicians. You may be familiar with a similar club in Los Angeles called the Magic Castle. But the Magic Castle is only open to members or a member's guest or a guest at an adjacent hotel. There's a dress code and a very nice restaurant. There's no membership required at Chicago's Hand and Eye, though you must make a reservation. But like LA's Magic Castle, this impressive facility features multiple venues, from small rooms to grand salons featuring magicians doing their stuff. Once you're in, you have to have dinner and then move through the mansion to catch acts from around the world. I haven't visited yet, but if it's anything like LA's Magic Castle, this is a terrific way to spend a Chicago evening. I owe thanks to my friend Will Guidera, the food and hospitality expert and former co-owner of New York City's 11 Madison Park restaurant. Will found a unique car wash and gas station in Mandeville, Louisville. It's called the Blue Harbor Point Car Wash and Shell Oil Station. Pull in, fill up, and you'll receive a free bag of popcorn. Now, there's a lesson here, says Will. He's the author, by the way, of a book called Unreasonable Hospitality, The Remarkable Power of Giving People More Than They Expect. Will points out the gas stations are just commodities. Not a lot of difference in stations. But that bag of popcorn sets this one apart. Who among us, especially on a long trip driving, wouldn't choose the gas station that gives you a free bag of popcorn? This is a lesson for hoteliers, restaurateurs, and others in the service industry. They could learn from this. Give people more than they expect. I remember once visiting a rural restaurant in Italy for dinner and being served a glass of complimentary champagne. Not after being seated, but the moment my girlfriend and I stepped through the door. 30 years later, I still remember that. Will says that gas station with the popcorn is a significant differentiation from the competition. He encourages, and I second his emotion, service providers add a little something extra to make a customer or guest remember their experience, however commonplace that experience might be. Last nice thing today, in Norway, a new train with panoramic windows offers passengers a great way to view the northern lights. It's a 3-hour Arctic excursion offering passengers the opportunity to watch the dance of green and purple lights while riding through one of Norway's wildest and most unspoiled northern regions. Okay, that's this weekend's Rudy Riff. We'll be right back after this. Glad we could do some good news today. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as Mary and I bring you back to the New York City area with us for the final time today, we're about to bring you the latest museum gallery, and we're sponsored by our friends at Relief Factor.
Whether it's your job, getting older, or travel, if aches and pains are impacting your life, join us and check out Relief Factor. This 100% drug-free product is third-party tested in the U.S. for purity and potency. It's simple but powerful. It's a unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil is designed by doctors to provide ongoing relief from all your back, neck, shoulder, hip, even knee pain issues, as well as general muscle aches and inflammation.
I'll make this as simple as I can. Stop popping those over-the-counter painkillers. They're harming your body, folks. Instead, try the 3-week quick start pack. It's just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com as a show fan today. You'll get it. Or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Well, we've got Georgia on our mind today. Adjacent to Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, about 20 miles south of Macon, where the show is heard on AM 940 WMAC Radio, is the Museum of Aviation. We also spoke earlier to another Georgia affiliate. Joining us this morning on the show hotline for the latest museum gallery is Daniel Rhodes, the CEO of the Museum of Aviation Foundation.
Dan, it is nice to have you on the program. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, we appreciate having you aboard. So, you know, listen, the growth in the Macon, Georgia area in recent years, I mean, Mary and I have been talking about that, significant. I see you get more than 250,000 visitors annually. That's a big number that I'm sure will surprise some folks hearing us today. So I'd like you to give folks an overview of the museum itself. You know, for example, how many aircraft, some of the artifacts on display, things like that.
Absolutely. Would love to. So we're 51 acres right up against Robins Air Force Base. And we've got 4 climate-controlled exhibit buildings, which house some of the 85 historic U.S. aircraft, the missiles, cockpits. We've got award-winning exhibits, and we're also home to the Georgia Aviation Hall of Fame. We've got Starbase Robins here, as well as partners with the Georgia World War II Heritage Trail. It's a great organization. In fact, 21 of the 85 the aircraft I just mentioned are outside on our campus.
On an open field. Yeah, I love that. Dan, we have such an important and legendary heritage in the U.S. Air Force. Shout out a few special planes on display there at the Museum of Aviation that might surprise maybe someone who's listening who's a seasoned aviation and military enthusiast.
Absolutely. One of my favorites that we have on campus is RSR-71. This one first started flying in 1964. The one that we currently have here at the museum is a world speed record holder. It went 2,193 miles over a 12-mile course, and it's pretty cool that we have that right here at Robins Air Force Base. And SR-71 is an iconic aircraft anyway. It's an old reconnaissance aircraft, and it is massive. What's neat about all of the weapon systems we have, most of these still have oil in the engines and drip pans underneath them, catching the oil leaking out of them. It's great getting up next to these aircraft, smelling the smells, and being able to see what they look like in person.
We love aviation museums, Mary and I, that we've done over the years when our travels. So, you know, I'd like to hear more really about the visitor experience, because looking over your website, it appears you offer some really engaging programs for all, regardless of their level of knowledge in military aircraft. Do I have that right, Dan?
You do. And for any of our visitors that come out to the museum, we've got many different programs to take advantage of. You know, if you're just there for a little amount of time coming off the highway, driving down to Florida or driving up to Atlanta, you could stop in. We've got a tour program set up. You can send an email. You could even just drop in and say, hey, I'd like to take a tour. It's a great program. We have great tour operators that know these airplanes inside and out, certainly better than I do. And they're really, really great to talk to. One of the other cool things that we have is a program where you actually get to sit down in a cockpit and learn how to fly. It's called Mission Quest. It's a flight simulator that we set up. We've got 12 cockpits to where you go down, pay a little bit of money. He'll teach you how to fly an airplane, get you into a cockpit, and you can fly a mission, fly up to Atlanta or wherever they happen to be flying at the time. But that's a really cool program. For people that are coming here for a little bit of time, we've got National STEM Academy. If you got some kids you want to take and get some education. And then the one that we're just going to be having a grand opening on here in May 6th, so upcoming very quickly, it's called Gear Lab, which is the Georgia Engineering, Artificial Intelligence, and Robotics. Georgia AIM is one of the sponsors of it.
So that begins May 6th, you said. And I mean, just looking ahead, because obviously May starts this coming Friday. Summer's coming fast. Anything for the summer months for folks that might want to make a trip there?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be offering, in that particular facility, we're going to be offering classes in artificial intelligence. We actually had a company that donated an AI server. So we are going to have an AI server on site to be able to teach some of those classes.
Oh, that's cool.
Why AI? Because that's where aviation is going into the future. That is how engineering is going to be done in the future.
Right.
So and we're talking about the museum. What we are is an education facility.
Well, I want to give the website because, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time, Dan. Very good information.
Yeah.
Open 7 days a week. Museumofaviation.org is where you can go. It sounds like they got a lot going on there.
Yeah, very cool.
Dan, very nice connecting with you today. Appreciate it. Have yourself a nice weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, there we go, folks. Again, museumofaviation.org. If you go, let us know. If you've been there, let us know what your experience was like. That's it for today, everyone. In just a handful of days, 25% of 2026 will be over as we move into May. Memorial Day is just 1 month from today. Well, until we are back next Saturday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me, Rudy and RJ. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.